Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, you might have heard the Housing Minister, Dara O'Brien. He was chatting to Pat here a little bit earlier today about the new planning bill. But so too was US Hollywood actor Mark Ruffalo.
They need to remove the LNG fast tracking and prioritization as a strategic infrastructure from the planning bill and permanently just ban LNG now. And then everyone, Irish or Irish at heart, needs to go out and sign this petition at greensoffgas.org. Greensoffgas.org.
So you're probably wondering, why on earth has this US Hollywood actor hit out at the Irish Green Party? He's weighing in Irish politics and he claims that the party is about to do something really terrible to the environment. Now, the Green Party have said this is all a very misleading account of what's included in the new legislation about liquefied natural gas. But is it bizarre for somebody like Mark Ruffalo to get involved in Irish politics? Kendra Becker is the editor of goss.ie. Kendra, how unusual is this for Mark Ruffalo to do something like this?
To be honest, Andrea, like, I don't think it is really unusual. Like, he is a big advocate for addressing climate change and an advocate for the environment in general. And it's not really the first time that a American personality, I suppose, has weighed in on politics, especially in Ireland. And, you know, like, I'm going to be honest, I actually didn't even know about this particular bill. So it certainly grabbed my attention anyway.
But you see, I think the planning bill, right, let's be honest, it'll go over an awful lot of people's heads today. And I know Dara O'Brien, the minister, was on chatting to Pat earlier and he was explaining the different details of it. And there'll be criticism and, you know, political chat about that. But I think what will grab people's attention is that you have the likes of Mark Ruffalo criticising the Greens, talking about his concerns about the planning bill. And he's even, like, he's set up a petition. He's encouraging Irish people to sign this petition. So, I mean, it's bound to start generating headlines.
Absolutely. And I think it's important in targeting the younger generation as well, because, you know, the younger generation, like, as much as we want to maybe say that they do, they don't read the news. They get their information from TikTok and they would be coming across this video of Mark Ruffalo online and it would grab their attention like it grabbed mine. So I think it is important for stars like that to kind of make their voices heard. Like, and it has been done before, you know, back in 2020, Pamela Anderson actually wrote to the Taoiseach to urge him to ban hair coursing in
That's
Ireland.
That's right.
Now, unfortunately, it's not been banned just yet, but she actually also previously wrote to the former Taoiseach, Enda Kenny, to ban wild animal circuses. They've since been banned. And also she called on Leo Varadkar to prohibit fur farming. That has also since been banned. So it does make a difference, I suppose. I'm sure it wasn't just down to Pamela, but it definitely does do something.
Yeah. Well, the idea of Pamela Anderson contacting Enda Kenny or Leo Varadkar to share her thoughts on, you know, on anything, I'm sure will generate headlines. But she's not the only one. I mean, others have done it too. And we only heard a couple of weeks ago, the likes of Taylor Swift. Like, when she comes out and talks about who she's supporting in the American election race, it absolutely has an influence.
Absolutely. You know, like, celebrities have a huge pull when it comes to politics in general, particularly in the US. Like, that Taylor Swift post when she endorsed Kamala Harris, it drove over 400,000 users to visit that site to register to vote in just 24 hours. So, you know, like, the proof is in the pudding. You know, it really does matter. And it does make a huge difference.
Yeah. Amy Miller is with us as well, Kendra. Amy is a senior public affairs advisor with Carr Communications. Will Eamon Ryan and the Greens be worried about Mark Ruffalo, Amy?
Well, I mean, it's interesting because naturally, I think as Irish people, we have such a fascination when it comes to politics anyway. So when you add this additional celebrity element, that's going to multiply that tenfold. But the fact of the matter is I suppose while you've had a lot of American intervention at maybe those macro levels, so like that Pamela Anderson on animal rights, previous involvement obviously from Americans in relation to, let's say, the Irish peace process, economic issues, diplomatic issues, things like that, this kind of an intervention in a really specific legislative provision like that isn't necessarily all that common. I think for the Green Party's perspective, they have put out a response to the communication from Mark Ruffalo.
That's right.
But I suppose fundamentally, the idea is that the legislation isn't just about the LNG aspect of it. There's a whole lot of different elements to it. So I think probably from their perspective, they're looking at the macro side of the overall reform elements of the bill. And the LNG piece really is only one small part of that.
Well, it says a lot that the Green parties have actually issued a statement responding to Mark Ruffalo's claims today.
Yes, indeed. And I think as well, probably part of that is as a reflection of the extent of the reach that a big actor like Mark Ruffalo is going to have. I think probably from their perspective as well, there's a really important part for them in terms of public messaging, making sure that, I suppose, their message about what the bill is doing or certainly isn't doing in relation to the development of LNG terminals. They want to get their own message out there as well, just to be sure, I suppose, that there's a little bit of balance maybe in that public messaging. And whether you accept the bona fides of either Mark Ruffalo or the Green Party in relation to that is up to the individual. But I suppose from their perspective, I would imagine that it's really about clarifying that public messaging.
Yeah, I can imagine, Kendra, that the Housing Minister, Dara O'Brien, mustn't be very impressed that this is the type of coverage that the planning bill is getting. But I suppose we're talking about it, if nothing else.
Yeah, I'm sure he didn't expect to get involved in a public beef with Mark Ruffalo.
Yeah, I can imagine.
But I suppose they did have to issue a response, and I think Mark Ruffalo has since responded to them now on Twitter or X. So yeah, it's very interesting.
Yeah, the debate continues. Kendra Becker, editor of Goss.ie, Amy Miller, senior public affairs advisor with Carr Communications. Thanks a million to you both for joining us on the program today.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan, weekdays at midday on News Talk.